Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, people. Good evening to my audience tonight. I am glad to be here again with you tonight. I thank the God of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, for giving me time to be here with you tonight to discuss this very, very well needed, talked about topic tonight. Very well needed to talk about it tonight. That's why I'm here, because I'm concerned about what is going on in our black community, among our black young people, young, old, doesn't matter. We got a lot of people just taking their own lives, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight, and we're going to base this show on that tonight, you know, just thinking about it and trying to bring some understanding and some closure to what's going on in our black neighborhood, you know, with our black people, our young people, you know, they don't want to be here no more, so, you know, and me as a parent myself, you know, I just feel that we need to talk about it. We need to discuss why our children is taking their own lives. And, you know, we have overlooked it for a very, very long time now. You know, it's still happening. It's still going on. And we still want to overlook it. We don't want to pay it no attention. And it's not going away. So that means that we need to talk about it and try to get some discussions and understand now, understand that this is a very, very serious problem, and it's like a plague, what's going on. And not only with the black people, you have a lot of white people, you know, Mexicans, Hispanics, all kind of people taking their lives through suicide. So, but, you know, I want to focus on the black neighborhood, you know, which is a Mexican neighborhood or a Belize neighborhood or a Guatemala neighborhood or Honduras or Panama, you know, America, Spain, you know, black people are all over the earth. But it's a very alarming rate going on in America right now. Very alarming rate. So we're here tonight to title this very, very emotional and sympathetic broadcast, Young People Night. He called him 66 times. No answer. Let's talk about black men. That's the title of this broadcast tonight. Young People Night. Young People Night. She called him 66 times. No answer. Let's talk about black men. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I'm your host, Elisha. Yes, call in number 661-244-9831 if you would like to voice your opinion or concern about this topic. Please feel free to call in. I have a few scriptures that I would like to read out of the Bible to try to get a biblical understanding and answer to what is going on with the suicide rate right now. You know, I would love to get some biblical understanding with that. Maybe the God of Israel would speak to me prophetically and tell me something that we need to know, that our young people is really not, they don't want to be here no more. You know, and so We have a scripture tonight. We have a scripture. But before we read the scripture, I would like to read an article about the suicide rate that's going on in the Black African American community. This article that I'm reading is called A Conversation. It's a conversation. There is a website called A Conversation. This is a conversation that we must stop ignoring. We must stop ignoring. We want to talk about, you know, Black Lives Matter and George Floyd and Breonna and all kind of things we want to talk about and bring up to the front line, you know, what we want to change and what we want this to happen, and want to talk about elections and who's going to be the next president. You know, we got all kind of stuff that we want to discuss, but there's no one discussing our Black kids taking their own lives out of this earth. No one is discussing that. I mean, you can come on Blog Talk, you got all kind of different shows, but nothing, no show. No show to identify and bring awareness and understanding to what we need to know and what we need to do as parents and as a Black community to do to help our young children and our young kids. They calling out for our help. They are calling out for our help. And because we're not helping them and we're not there for them, they know no other way but to end their own lives. Yeah, I want to talk about it tonight. I want to talk about it tonight because it's a serious problem. We want to make all kind of religious shows, and the church is on fire show and prayer night show, and pastors come together talking about, you know, Jesus is good and we're going to keep the faith. You got all kind of shows on Blog Talk and other platforms, even YouTube is a broad platform. But you have no shows, absolutely not one that I know of, is talking about suicide and the death rate and the lives of our Black children taking their lives from the age of 4 or 5 years old all the way up into 30-something years old. And nobody wants to discuss it, and nobody don't want to talk about it, and don't nobody want to try to figure out what we can do. Last and Wilder brother, Ice Wilder, then you can make me lemonade, okay? What we need to do as a people to stop what is going on among us as Black people with our Black children. Yes, we are guilty people. We are guilty parents. We are absolutely guilty for one reason. And I know we guilty because we done made all kind of platforms and all kind of shows and all kind of gifts and all kind of that, and going on TV and saying this, and we're going to stand up with this group, and we're going to stand up with that group, and we're going to march for this, and we're going to protest for this, and we're going to walk for this, and we're going to believe in this. But you know what? There's not absolutely one black group of people that I know on the internet, nowhere, no kind of platforms, talking about our black young children. Maybe this lady right here, this article I'm about to read, she's the author. It looked like a black lady. It's called The Conversation. It could be one or two black people trying to bring awareness. But we need more, Matt. We need so much more. So how can we say we love God and, you know, we love our kids and we love everybody and we love and we, you know, we with God and we with Jesus? You cannot say that. You cannot say that. You know why you people can't say that? Because you've been selfish. You've been selfish, and you're only concerned about your own selves, your own selves. You're so busy and so caught up in your world and your life and what you think it should be and what you want it to be and how you want it to be. You don't have time for your children. You don't have time. You don't want to talk to them, sit them down. You want to preach to them. Tell them what they can't do, what they can't have, where they can't go. Sit down with them and talk and discuss with them. Don't treat them like they're not people. Don't treat them like they don't have a voice. They don't have nothing to say. They can only say what you want them to say and do. That's abuse. That's abuse, parents. That is abuse, okay? That's abuse. They have a mouth. God created them in this earth to speak, to be young people, to do whatever he needs them to do in this earth. They have a purpose. They have a divine purpose in this earth. It doesn't matter how old they is. 5 years old, 2 years old, 10 years old, 20 years old, 50 years old. It doesn't matter. We was born with purpose. Everybody, our children, they have purpose. And that's why they're taking their lives right now, people. You know why? Because they don't feel that purpose. They don't feel that. They don't feel who they want to be. They don't feel who they want to be. They only feel who you need them to be, or somebody else wants them to be, or, you know, they got to fit in with everybody else. They got to fit in with this wicked, crazy, evil society and world that we are living in. And it's hard. It's very, very hard because of the way people are. People so robotic, people so nonchalant, people so non-caring and non-loving and non-affectionate and non-supportive. It's hard. I know it was hard for me growing up as a young woman or young child or young lady. It was hard for me, but I made it through it. And I felt the same despair that all these children have felt, and they couldn't take it. And they just took their own life. I have felt that despair. I have felt that depression. I have felt that misery and that anxiety and that emptiness and that loss and that void. I felt in that hopelessness. That's what do it. When they get to a point where they are hopeless, that's when they're going to end it. That's when they're going to end it. When they get to the point where they feel hopeless. They don't have, there's nothing. Just. So yes, people, let me read this article. It's called A Conversation. Black Kids and Suicide. Why are rates so high and so ignored? 10 suicide rates among black youths are T-E-E-N, suicide rates among black youths are increasing in 2016 and again in 2018. National data revealed that among children aged 5, 11, black children had the highest rate of death. Children between the age 5 and 11, black children, had the highest rate of death by suicide. For the year 2018 to 2012, 59 black youth died by suicide, up from 54 in the year 2003 and 2007. Okay, people? Also in 2016, Center of Disease Control Prevention Youth Risk Behavior Survey reported that compared to non-Hispanic white boys, black high school age boys are more likely to have made serious suicide attempts that required medical attention. Suicide, listen to this, people. Listen to this, parents. Suicide has become a leading cause of death in the U.S. among all age groups, but particularly in youth and young adults. It is the second leading cause of death among wild people. 10 to 34 years old, parents, teachers, and professionals must be able to both talk about it and understand the risk for vulnerable children of any race. All right, you're going to excuse me, people. You got to go out there, see, and look after them right quick. You hear me?
Yeah.
Probably could give them a little water and cover them up. Give them a little more water, food, cover them up. Okay. Sorry about that, people. It says here, I'm going to read a little bit more of this article before we go into the Bible. Most mental health services are not designed with cultural and social nuances in mind. My research team has found constantly that the challenges that black kids face in navigating dual cultural content may increase their risk of suicidal thoughts. In research on adults, we found that black men and women who use more Eurocentric or individualist approaches that was more self-focused rather than managing stress. Okay, black people got a lot of stress right now, children. A lot of stress. A lot of pressure. A lot of loneliness and sadness. I'm talking to your little black little boy or your black little girl that's still here in this earth. We need to start making connections with our young people. We need to really seriously start making connections with our children. Because school is not making them happy. Getting the education is not making them happy. Getting a college degree is not making them happy. Getting a scholarship, not making them happy. That's making you happy, parent. But it's not making them happy. They want something totally different. That's why the average black and white child, you know, most of college students and stuff, they kill themselves and take their lives. College students and all kind of little young people, elementary students, junior high students, mostly the ones that go really deep into school and studying and all that, and, you know, there's a lot of pressure on a child when it comes to going to school. You know why? Because they have to fit in with the other kids, and the other kids don't like them, and they don't feel accepted, and they don't feel like they feel very out of place, a lot of them. A lot of them feel very out of place, lost, very lost. But they doing it just to make you happy, most of them. I'm not going to say all, but most. So I just read a little bit of the article. And let me see the rate, the suicide rate in America. And then I have another news article I'm going to go into just to give you more understanding why we call this broadcast tonight Young People Night. She called him 66 times. No answer. Let's talk about black men. We're going to get into the black men. We're going to get into all of that in just one second here. Okay? So let's go here. It said that during the 20-year period, the total suicide rate in the United States increased to 35%. That's a lot, people. That is a lot. From 10.5 per 100,000 in 1999 to 14.2 per 100,000 in 2018, the suicide rate among males were 3.7 times higher, 22.8 per 100,000 among females. So yes, it is a very high alarming rate. Very high alarming rate. And all we want to do, people, is talk about something else. Something else, going to church, How You Love a Black Man, all these different shows and stuff we come on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio and other kind of platforms like Facebook and stuff like that. All we talking about, How You Love a Black Man, How You Get a Booty Shot, How You Make Your Eyes Beautiful, and How You Make Your Hair Long, and How You Make a Man to Love You, all kind of shows. The Black Hebrew Israelites, elders talking about, you know, they into the truth. And so you have all kind of stuff on these platforms, but nothing to support our young people, the ones that are still alive and the ones that have ended their own lives. So, Young People Night, she called him 66 times. No answer. Let's talk about black men. This is something that happened yesterday that I read in the news that was very, very, very emotional to me when I thought about it. And as I think about it now, it's emotional. How this young woman, 19 years old, black woman, that's who we're gonna base this broadcast on, what I read in the news about this topic. And I want to go to the article. And once I read the article, I want to read some scriptures. And we're going to talk about our black men. Because it's some serious things wrong with them. And if we haven't figured that out yet, women, parents and mothers and fathers, something is very seriously wrong with us. I'm saying it to say this about a black man. They are not the men that God, the Creator, put them in this earth to be when it comes to black women. They are very selfish. Yeah, I'm talking about you black brothers. If anybody out there, come on in. You're very selfish. Let me read the article first. Let me read the article. Why we call it what we call it tonight. No, I'm not talking about the Christian church and we serve false gods. What I am talking about is something that you people want to overlook. In your own life, in your own world. It's not about nobody else but you. Let them show you about them. We're going to get a group together and go somewhere and talk about what we believe in and what we want to change. Then we'll have a whole lot of you people. You're in your own sense with your actions. Let me read the article. They missing students. I'm pretty sure y'all heard this in the news. Some of y'all read it. Maybe some of y'all. This was in the news yesterday when I read it. Yesterday, I believe it was. Missing students. 19 is feared to have to hurt them. From Niagara, Falls. She's been missing. They didn't know where she was. They didn't know where she was. Jumped to her death from Niagara Falls after texting saying, "I think I'm going to kill myself." When he ignored her 66 calls after they fled. What kind of person? I don't know the young man. I don't know who he is. But I'm speaking for all black men, young and old, right now tonight. I'm speaking to all of them. How is it that a man that say they love and care about a woman, that say that woman is their life and the love of their life, and they want to be with them and they want to help them and they want to, what kind of man really in their right mind? And I'm speaking for all men. I'm not just speaking about this brother right here, whoever he is, that his girlfriend called him 66 times and told him that she was going to take his life. And there was no response. What kind of person, what kind of people are in this earth today? Let me read the article. You had thousands of things happen like this. Thousands, men and women. She jumped to death in Niagara Falls after texting her boyfriend saying, "I think I'm going to kill myself." He ignored her 66 calls after they split. Police say, Denise, the 19-year-old Buffalo State College sophomore who went missing in late April, is believed to have died by suicide. It appeared that this poor girl took her own life. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn said, on the day she went missing, she called her ex-boyfriend 66 in a text that read, "I'm not feeling good. I think I'm going to kill myself." Denise, a bus ride to Goat Island. She went all the way to an island called Goat Island, where the famous falls sit, and had a 45-minute phone chat with a friend sharing her plans to jump off the bridge or whatever. She talked to somebody for 45 minutes and then she texted her boyfriend 66 times. And this young lady still ended up taking her life. So I want to read the scripture right now. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 and 5. I'm going to talk about black men tonight. Black, ghetto, neighborhood, church going, religious going, gang banger, dope man, dope dealer, dope boy, gun carrier, whatever black position you stand tonight as a man, I want to talk to you tonight. Do you black men not understand? And do you not know what you are doing to the black woman? What you are doing to the black woman? And I can hear a lot of y'all saying, well, what are we doing to them? We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to go through some scriptures and see if we can understand how this young girl at 19 texted this man 66 times and he didn't give a damn. I'm just speaking truth right now. That's what I feel and that's my opinion. That's my opinion, and that's how I feel as a black woman that have went through what she went through and way more than what she have went through with black men or black brothers, should I say. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 and 5. Wow. We ain't going to say that it's the brother's fault that the young lady jumped off the bridge. I'm not trying to say that. I'm not trying to say that. Let me clear this up. I'm not trying to say that it's the young man's fault or the brother's fault. That's something that she wanted to do, and that's what she did. But what I am saying is this. It could have been different. The outcome could have been different. And let me show you how in the Bible that it could have been different for that young lady. How can you live with yourself if you have a conscience, if you have a heart, if you have a mind, if you have a soul? How can you live with yourself where somebody call you that many times? And yeah, I know black men, they like that. They like that. I done been in relationships where I called them 100 times. And they still wouldn't pick up the phone. So that young man, he ain't doing nothing no different than what he been taught. What he have been taught to do as a black man growing up in the ghetto, in the neighborhood, the hood. It's a taught behavior, a taught behavior. Ninety-5.8% of black folks in America in the hood are a lost, destroyed, abused, miserable, crazy, messed up people. So yeah. I know what this young lady went through. Texting somebody that you love, texting somebody that you care about, texting somebody that you want to connect with because you feeling so bad and you feeling so this and you feeling, you know what I'm saying? I've been in her shoes. I've been in love several times like that with black men that did not respond to me at all. So y'all black people, y'all black men and brothers, y'all some very selfish, ornery, self-centered, nonchalant, non-caring, non-loving, non-support, non-understanding, non-wisdom, non-knowledge, nonsense, non-nothing, no love whatsoever. Yeah. Yes. That's where we at, black women. Y'all can forget about praying and, you know, putting, you know, asking Jesus and all your gods or whoever to change your husband and, you know, make this man love me and make this man marry me and make this man fall in love with me and make this man want me. They'll never want you, man. No matter what we do for a black man, they're going to never, ever want us. Never. Never. We're not good enough for them. They got to have a white woman, a Mexican woman, or a Spanish woman, or some kind of woman other than a black woman laying up in their arms and all of that. So going back to the broadcast, Young People Night, she called him 66 times, no answer. Let's talk about black man. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5, people. Same with you parents. Same with you parents. Selfish. Ornery. Ain't got time for your own children. Trying to make them be something you want them to be. Trying to force them to be something that God didn't put them in this world to be. God did not put them in this world to be doctors and lawyers and all that stuff that you got in your mind that you've been programmed to believe. They call it a career. He put them in this earth to be kings and queens and be rulers of this earth. That's what our young men and women supposed to be. Not what you want to push them into and making them, yeah, no. And this is why they don't want to be here. So you guilty too, parent. You are guilty. You are guilty. And I ain't trying to put no burden on you because I feel with the parents that have lost their children to suicide. I feel with you. But it was something that we could have did as parents to make a difference, and we did not do that. And we still not doing it today. We don't have no platform set up. We don't have no radios, nothing set up. No, nothing among the black neighborhoods set up where we can reach our young people, because they study kids. They said that's the number one death among young people. It's suicide. Suicide. So, yeah, we're not doing enough. We ain't bringing no awareness to the community, no awareness to our black men and black little girls. Yes, we here for you. We got this group going. We have this line going. We have this support team going. We have this going over here for you. Please, y'all just call us. We are here for you, young people. We are here for you, young people. Y'all people don't have nothing. You have failed the young generation. You have failed them because you're selfish and you only care about your own self and you're naive. You're naive. So 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5. I don't have that many scriptures tonight. I can talk to you tonight. Verse 4. Charity suffer long and is kind. Charity envy not. Charity vaunt not itself. It is not puffed up. Charity mean love, black people, young people. Charity mean love. Loving one another, loving God, loving yourselves, loving who you are, who God put you in this earth to be, and not loving what your mom or your dad want you to be and want you to love. You got to love you, who you are, your purpose. Charity is love. And you, the average black little girl, a little boy, a young man, a young girl,
They are not being taught charity in the household. And again, I'm talking about you black men. You have not taught your children. You have failed the black woman and the black little girl and the black little boy. But you say you're a man, black man. You say you're a man, black man. Well, show the world that you are a man. Show these young people that's taking their lives, that need some support and some love and some guidance and some direction. Show these people, these young little girls and boys and young people that's taking their life because they don't have no direction, no understanding, no support, nobody to talk to, nobody to encourage them. So stop saying you're a man, black man. You're not a man. You are not a man. You are not a man. If you was a man, if you was raising your sons to be men, that young man that saw his girlfriend, and again, I'm not blaming him for her actions. I'm just talking about the behavior of a black man when it comes to a black woman. If that might have been a white woman, she might have got a text back. Listen to what I'm saying. She might have would have got a text back if she was a Spanish woman or a white woman or a Chinese woman or whatever woman. But the black woman, the black man don't respect and don't honor and don't cherish and don't love and don't give a damn about us. So look what 1 Corinthians say. 13:4. Yeah, I'm a man. I'm this. I'm that. What? Show me your manhood, please. Because I don't see it in the black community. What man? Where is it a man in the black neighborhood, man? Show me a man. That's what I need to see. A man. Not a religious man. Talking about Jesus and Yah and Most High. I'm talking about a man that the God of Israel put you in this earth to be, to rule, and conquer, and have dominion. There's no way our children are supposed to be taking their own lives. There's absolutely no way for that. There's no question for that. There's no answer. There's no way in this world that our children, our young men and young women and children is taking their own lives. And we say we men. Please don't ever say that again, black man. Don't ever say that again, black man, unless you can prove it. Unless you can prove it. Because what you're doing, what you doing every day, what you spend your time on, what you spend your life on, what you spend your mind on, is killing our young children because they need leadership. They need leadership. They need rule. They need authority. They need dominion. They are kings and queens. And they want to be who they supposed to be. But the black man and the black woman. But I'm dealing with the man because he said he's the head of the household. It says here, verse 4, charity suffer long and it's kind. Charity envy not. Charity vaunt not itself. It's not puffed up. That black young girl, 19 years old, called that brother 66 times. Do he realize how bad she wanted to talk to him? Do you black men realize how bad your women need you and your children? You're so selfish. You're so arrogant. You're so puffed up, like 1 Corinthians say right here. You are puffed up. And you don't got no love. You don't got no love for the black woman, for the black little boy, the black little girl, your own kids, your own children. You don't have no love. And it say, verse 5, do it not behave itself unseemly. 1 Corinthians 13:5. Seeking not her own is not easily provoked. Think no evil. So all the time these black men, black women, telling us that they love us. That they love us. That we the apple, that they love us, and that we everything to them, and they want to spend the rest of their life with us, and yeah, they're going to marry us, and they're going to do this with us, and yeah, baby, I love you. You, oh man, you my boo-boo, and you my tay-tay, and nay-nay, and woo-woo. See, they say all this kind of stuff to you, but they don't have no charity with this love, because it suffer long. Maybe that young man never been taught what real love is. I don't know. They say it happened in Baltimore over there. I don't know nothing about Baltimore, what kind of neighborhood, what kind of area it is, what kind of city it is. I don't know if he was taught the principle of life, which is love. Love suffer long, and it is kind. There's no way he was a kind person that he would have let her text him so many times without answering the phone. I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on whoever it is, the young man. But I'm just talking about the black community, what goes on with our black men and their black little sons that they raise up and bring up, and they teach their black little sons to be just like them. And it go on and on and on and on. It does not behave itself unseemly. Unseemly. Meaning that if someone need you, if someone call you, if someone seek you out for help or whatever they need, you're not going to behave yourself. You're not going to be unrighteous. You're going to do what is right to do. And y'all already know what was right for this young man to do after the girl texted him 66 times and said she was going to take her own life. But again, this is the black community. This is a behavior. This is an upbringing. This is the mindset of the average black man, 95.8%, and their little boys that they bring up in this world. They bring them up sagging with little babies got their pants down at 2 years old, carrying guns and all. There's so many kids don't kill other kids with the daddy gun. suicide, killed a shot her little cousin with the gun. So people, this is what I'm saying. The behavior that we are demonstrating and expressing to the world as black people, especially our men, they are kings and they're supposed to be ruling. And right now, what they acting like? It says there, 1 Corinthians 13:5. Do not behave yourself unseen and seek not her own. It ain't about you. It ain't about you. It ain't about what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it. When the black woman comes to you and she want to talk to you, or she want to express herself, or she want to cry, or she want to say something to you, you get angry and tell her she too emotional, or tell her, no, I don't want to talk now. Or just some kind of way, you black men. Should I say men or little boys? Let me redirect that. Ain't no men up in here. Not in the black neighborhood. I haven't met none. I'm talking about men 60, 70, 80 years old. Don't even know how to be a man. Don't even know how to be a man. Don't know how to direct a young man into how to be a man. And don't care about directing no young man how to be a man. This is the black neighborhood. The most pitiful people that I ever seen in my life is a black man and a black woman. Because the things that y'all do, and the way you treat your children and let things happen and jump off, I'm guilty too. But I am correcting my behavior right now, because I know my behavior needs some correction. They're not easily provoked. Next scripture. I don't know if the brother got upset when the young girl kept texting him 66 times, and she called him 66 times. And then it said in the article that she texted him one time and say, I don't, I'm not feeling good right now. I think I'm just going to take my own life, kill myself. I don't know if she provoked him, but what I'm reading right here in 1 Corinthians 13:5, it says, when you love someone, you're not easily provoked. Meaning that you will sit down and listen to your girlfriend. You will sit down and listen to your wife. You'll sit down and listen to what they got to say, whatever it is. You don't get angry so quick. Yeah, I mean, when you get angry, that means you don't have no love. You don't love the other person the way that you're supposed to love them. Next scripture. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians 3:3. Y'all ain't got no show on none of that. You ain't got no show on being raped and molested as children and beat down half to death and all kind of stuff y'all black folks went through that's done made you narcissist and crazy and mental and all kind of stuff you got going on right now. You ain't gonna make no show like that, though. pastors and preachers and elders and prophetess and all you people. You ain't gonna make no show like that. Talking about our children. How you have failed them as parents. Nah, you won't make no show like that, will you? You know why? Because you wanna pretend and act like you've been a good parent when you haven't been. You ain't gonna make no show like that. Charity suffer long. It's not easily provoked. Next scripture. 1 Corinthians 3:3. For you are yet carnal. See what the Bible says? When you don't have no charity, when you don't have no love, when you don't have no compassion, when you don't have no support for the next person, when it's all about you and all about your family and all about your life and all about what you got going on, you don't care about nobody else, you are carnal. You are carnal. No, this scripture right here in 1 Corinthians 3:3 don't got nothing to do with what you Christians have taught. You carnal. Look why the scripture say, for you were yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying. It had to take a whole lot of hate, a whole lot of anger, a whole lot of something to watch somebody text you or call you 66 times and don't pick up the phone. And that's how these black men are. You can blow their phone up to it fall off the ringer. And they still won't answer your call. They some hard, cold-hearted, senseless, reckless, miserable, narcissists, psychopaths, sick black men. Yeah. Y'all are, you real deep black man. You real deep. You don't feel the black woman and you don't feel the black children. And the God of Israel, the creator, he looking at you right now. He looking at you right now. I'm talking to all you pastors, all you leaders, all you bishops, all you elders, all you so-called Christians and Muslims and all you religious, all you people in this earth. Y'all have failed this world. And you have failed the people in this world. We have failed. You have failed one another. You have failed one another. You have failed one another. Yes. Next scripture. So right here it says 1 Corinthians 3:3. For you are yet carnal. You're very carnal. Very, very carnal minded. What is a carnal minded person? A person only think about their own selves. They have not natural affection. not only that young man, then answer that sister phone call. I'm talking about all black men. 98.79 are carnal. No affection. No love. No nothing. Whereas there's among you envying. What? He could not forgive the little sister? Whatever happened between them? Why he couldn't forgive her? Why he couldn't just pick up the phone and say, yeah, okay, it's okay, yeah. But they won't do it. The black man. Y'all some deep men. Y'all some deep, 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 deep men. But I have figured you out. Over the years, I have figured you out, black man. I have figured you out. That you're very selfish. And you arrogant. You conceited. You got a lot of pride. You unloving. You unkind. You don't know how to love your children. You don't know how to love your women. You don't know how to love yourself. You don't know how to love nobody. Because you carnal. And you walk as a natural man. It said that's why it's envy and strife and divisions are yet you're not carnal and walk as men. That's why we got to fight with our black men. They got to fight with us, beat us half down, women. It's a lot of strife, a lot of bitterness in the black relationship, in the black neighborhood, in the black community. It's a lot of bitterness, strife, a lot of strife, a lot of anger, a lot of resentment, a lot of hatred, a lot of grudge and animosity. Lot. Strife. It's envy and strife and divisions. Division. It was all about division, why that young lady did what she did. It was division. It was strife. It was something inside of her that tell her, I don't want this no more. I can't do it. Not only her. I'm talking for all little children and young men and women that have committed suicide. Not only her. Not only her. She's just another one added to the list in the black community. And y'all black folks don't care. This. Y'all pastors need to stay off Blog Talk Radio. You need to stay off YouTube. You need, because what y'all talking about and what y'all doing and what y'all saying, it ain't got no meaning to it. It ain't got no purpose to it. It ain't got nothing to do that's going to help our young black men and women in this earth. Got a lot of division. Next scripture. It's hard for a black man to forgive you too, man. Oh, my God. They hold grudges. You know, you do something wrong to them, you ain't nothing but a hoe and a bitch. If you saved, you call yourself saved, you ain't nothing but a hypocrite then. It's a shame, man. It is an absolute shame what's going on among black people today. The greatest people on the face of the earth are children. It's being took down because we carnal. carnal mean. You want to do whatever you want to do. You don't need God. Not the real one, no way. You got all them fairy tales. You carnal. You walk as mere men. You got a lot of division, man. Fights and wars and gunshots and gun killings and all kind of stuff. Division. Hate each other. Can't get along. Want to kill one another. The children want to take their life because they feel all that envy and strife and division among us as adults. They can see all that division. They can feel all that strife and envy that we have against one another. And it makes the children depressed. It makes the children feel like they don't have nothing to live for in this earth because what they seeing among us as parents and grown people, what they seeing in us, they stand to themselves. I don't want to be like them when I grow up. So I might as well end it now because I don't see a change. I don't see nothing else getting different. I don't see nobody getting better. I don't see nobody trying to talk and help me and see people. We have failed. The youth, black man. Next scripture. John 4:11. You covered them up? And the water is out, right? Excuse me. John 4:11. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then has thou that living water? I think that's the wrong scripture. Ephesians 4:2, people. I just wanted to come on and support all the young children. Ephesians 4:2. It says here, with all lowness, verse 2 of Ephesians 4, in meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another and love. And thou went to keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. Ain't no peace. Ain't no peace in no black family that I know. There's always some kind of envy, some kind of strife, some kind of division. In the household. So what about a black man? What about a black man? Wow. What a character they are. When I think about them, I just laugh. Because when I look at their life and look at who they are and look at what they represent in the earth, they some pitiful men. They some pitiful men. Pitiful. So low.
so defiled, so polluted, so messed up, so confused, don't know who they are, where they come from. I'm talking about you 60, 50-year-old men that have raised the young people up to 7, 8, 5, 13, 15, 20, the ones that's taking their lives today. How did you raise your children? The same way your mama raised you. Look at our black men. You'll never be the rulers. You'll never be a king. When you look in the Bible, under this Hebrew kingdom, every last king, maybe one or two of them, or three, all the rest went against the God of Israel. Just like you black men today, you have not changed. Your ancestors went against them, and you're still going against them today. You're still going against them today. You hate the black woman. The most beautiful creation of life is a black woman. She have destroyed herself. She have destroyed her beauty. She have destroyed her natural inhabitants. She have destroyed who she is as a black woman. And that's why today she don't have no direction and no understanding. And that's why a lot of them taking their lives today. 19, 18, 15, 14, 13, 12, 10, 11, 16, 20, 22, 30. That's why. What are we going to do, people? Try to ignore. Try to continue to ignore and overlook something that need our attention as human beings, number one, and as the leaders and the elders and the grown folks that's in charge of the black community. Oh, it's too late now. Them niggas ain't gonna shoot me. I ain't going out there messing with them niggas. I ain't going out there messing with them people. It shouldn't have never got to that point. But because you was carnal and you walk as mere men, not having the spirit of God inside of you, black man, it got to that point. Because the black little boys didn't have no leader. They had no guide. They had no direction. Yes, it's your fault that our jails are running over, black man. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's my fault. Because we did not do what we supposed to do as a people to save our environment, to save our youth, to save our young people, to do whatever it took as men and women in the black community to save our children. We got too selfish. We got too caught up in ourselves, caught up in money, caught up in jobs,
caught up in sex, caught up in material things, caught up in all kind of stuff. And this is the outcome of all of our bad choices and decisions that we made concerning our black community and our children.
I'm going to read another scripture, Ephesians 4:32, and I'm getting ready to leave, people, in a minute. I just wanted to come on for a little bit and just voice my concern. Let my voice be heard in the atmosphere concerning my young people, that I'm on their side, that I'm going to fight for them. Whatever way I can fight for them and help them, I'm on their side. Because I know how I feel when you feel hopeless and lost and destroyed and forsaken by the world. I've been there. Ephesians 4:32. You people never care. You'll never care, you black man. I don't even know why a black woman even want to be bothered with y'all anymore. I really don't understand why they even want to even look at y'all. I can't see it. Look at the statistic of all the black men that done had babies and done left them on the mamas and all of that, and they, the mamas, they don't never see the babies, the kids don't never see the dad. Look at it. How can y'all continue to call these men black women? How can you even let that come out your mouth, sisters, that these are men? These are men that I want to spend my life with. These are men that I want to raise, have children with. These are men that I want to love and marry. No, they are not men. They are not men. It speaks for itself, what happened in the news yesterday. It speaks for itself. The God of Israel want to show us what kind of men they are and the monsters that they have raised up in this earth to represent them as sons. This my son, man. Yeah, this my son. Look at him. He just like me, bro. He going to be like me, man. He going to slang dope. He going to slang dope. He going to shoot people. He going to kill. Dude, he just like me, man. He hard. He hard, bro. That's all they teach is a young little boy to be just like him. And what is he? What is the black man? A fool, number one. All of y'all, 98.6%. All of y'all are fools. Stupid, dumb, and don't have no sense. Cowards. Y'all are coward men. As long as you got a gun in your hand or a gun down your belt, it don't take a gun to win a war. It don't take a gun to win a war. What it takes to win a war, black man, is outsmarting your opponent. That's what it takes to win a war. Outsmarting your opponent
And it don't take no gun for that. But that's what you believe. And that's why you lose the war. And we're losing the war with our young men and women. If the jailhouse ain't taken, suicide taking them. Drugs is taking them. Homosexuality is taking them. Every mental illness, everything is taking them. And all you can do is think about your job
and your career
and your school and your church and your Jesus. Your money and your drugs and whatever. Look what it say here in Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another. Be ye kind. See, y'all black people don't know what, y'all don't know what that word means at all. Because you hate one another. You don't have no charity. You don't have no love. You carnal minded. Church cannot make you not carnal. Y'all been going to church 20, 30 years and you still carnal minded. What make you not carnal is loving your brother and loving your sister and loving your kids. And loving your wife, and loving your friends, and loving your neighbors, and loving your God, and loving one another. The average person that commits suicide don't feel no love at all from nobody. From nobody. Absolutely nobody. The average. You don't feel no love from your mom. You don't feel no love from nobody. You want to end it all. So all you feel is hurt, frustration, pain, misery, torment, resentment, and lifeless, hopeless. They said the Niagara Falls she jumped from was 160 feet high. 19-year-old little black girl, sophomore. I think that means she just started going to college. School don't mean nothing to these kids. Why y'all keep trying to stick them somewhere where the God of Israel ain't never, ever, ever told our children to go to school? There's not one scripture in the Bible that say we need to get an education. That's one of the worst, I'm telling you, people. When I was going to school, I hated school. The average kid hates school. College, junior high, high school, all of it. Because it's an uncomfortable place. You're trying to fit in with 100 people in one room and don't none of them like you. How you think the child feels? And you can't make them like you. You can't make them like you. I know when I was a little girl, I could not make them little girls. I had a lot of boyfriends now. The boys was crazy about me. They used to chase me all around the playground, trying to get me and all that. So, no, I never had a problem with having boyfriends. But the girls, I could not get them to like me. I could not get them to accept me.
I don't care what I said or try to do. I never fit it in. And I always felt like I was on the outside. Even today, I still feel that. I still feel that today. Why? Because it's something that I went through growing up as a child. As a child. And I didn't have no one there to talk to me and direct me and make me feel happy or better or cheer me up. No one. And that's why the little young lady did what she did. She jumped 160 feet to her death. 167 feet. After texting her boyfriend 66 times. I mean, not kept calling him. Wow. How can you let a phone ring that many times? Be ye kind to one another. Tenderhearted. Forgiving one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. That's all we have to do is forgive one another. Be kind. It's hard for us to do that, though. Because we black people. It's hard for us to be kind to one another. I'm just telling you how it is in the black neighborhood. It's hard for us to love one another and be tenderhearted, forgiving one another. It's hard. You know why it's hard? Because we've been taught the opposite. We have been taught the opposite. We've been taught to be selfish. We've been taught to be oneness. We've been taught that we're better than a little girl and a little boy down the street and around the corner. My mom and them, you, Celia, was you in the kitchen just now? But I was taught these things. We wasn't taught how to be tenderhearted and forgiving one another, loving one another. We wasn't taught this way. And still, right now today, the black man, he got a lot of hate, a lot of anger, a lot of evil, resentment, old and young. Old and young. Next scripture. 1 Peter 3:8. 1 Peter 3:8.1 Peter 3:8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Be ye all of one mind. Black man got 10, 12, 1500 different minds. They say one thing, they do something else. They tell you one thing, they do something else. I know I was married for 25 years. Many times me and my husband fell out. I blow his phone up about 50, 60, 70, 80 times. He still wouldn't pick it up. I'm telling you, this behavior
that we are seeing is a generational thing. And it's taking our young people, boys and girls, because they can't handle it like we could handle it. Back in the day, we could deal with it. We can handle it. But they cannot handle it. They're not strong like we are. They wasn't made up like we was made up. Their DNA is different from ours. They can't handle what we handled when we was growing up. In our mama house, in our daddy house, in our auntie and them house, in our brother house, all kind of stuff went on up in there. Child molestation, all kind of stuff. Child abuse, getting beat on, going to bed hungry, starving to death, all kind of stuff we went through. But the children today, they cannot handle it. They can't handle it. They vulnerable. They weak. They don't have the strength that we had as children, as young people growing up. Why? Because we weren't eating the food that they eat today, number one. We weren't smoking the weed and doing the drugs and all kind of stuff. All kind of influence from TV and video games and all kind of stuff that they are doing, that they do, that's making them weak in the way that they are. Nonchalant, non-caring. They're watching all kind of TV shows and video shows and music, video music, and Lil Wayne and them talking about they don't give a damn about the bitch. Fuck the bitch. And, you know, we just going to get another bitch and we're going to have 100 holes and, you know, all this kind of stuff. All this kind of stuff that our young people have to embrace living in this wicked earth that we didn't have to embrace when we was their age growing up. All I knew about was jump rope and, you know, skipping down the street and playing red light, blue light, pink light, and all that kind of stuff. Till I got older and a teenager, then I seen a lot of stuff and I got involved in a lot of stuff. So, yes. Next scripture. So, yeah. Finally, be ye all, 1 Peter 3:8, of one mind. That one mind is to love one another. Support one another. Be there for one another. Help one another. Be kind to one another. Forgiving one another. Tenderhearted towards one another. We are one people. We are one people, black people. We are one. We are one. We come from the same backyard, the ghetto. Our black men, they finished, man. They finished. They are finished, I'm telling you. They some destroyed, messed up brothers. Old and young. The old ones more empty-headed than the young ones are. Let me say it again. The old black men, they more empty-headed than the young ones are. See, that's why the young was killing themselves, because they refuse to be empty-headed. Because they can look at the older men and they can see how empty they are, you know, how they don't got no wisdom. You know, they don't operate in wisdom. The young men looking at them like, where's the will? I don't see nothing going on here. What can this man show me? I don't see this man doing nothing. This man ain't doing nothing. He ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing. I don't see nothing here. What I need to live for? So they don't see nothing. They don't see nothing. They don't see nothing when they look at the average 50, 60, 70-year-old, 80-year-old man. They don't see nothing. They don't see nothing. They don't see no leadership. They don't see no ability. They don't see no strength. They don't see no authority. They don't see no integrity. They don't see no motivation. They don't see no courage. They don't see nothing. Nothing. Nothing that they can say, I want to follow this man. I want to follow this black man. I want to follow this black man. I want to follow this black man. They have no role models at all to follow in the black neighborhood because all our black men, 98%, are weak and all kind of gullible and all kind of wild people, wild black women. We have been on a roller coaster ride. Our children have been on a roller coaster ride with these black men. I've never seen the most ridiculous men. I mean, they beautiful men. Black men is the most attractive men on earth. Most attractive. Can't nobody outdo them in the bedroom. I'm just speaking what I know because I'm a black woman. Can't nobody outdo them in the bedroom. They attractive. Could you let them in? Good night. Okay, yeah. So, yeah. But that's not enough. That's not enough. They know how to talk to you and talk you down to get what they want. And after they get what they want, they don't want you. And they teach their little boys how to be just like them. Next scripture. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 9. We have one more after that, and I'm leaving people. Psalm of Solomon. Psalm of Solomon. Chapter 4, verse 9. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister. See, Solomon, he had a lot of wise men and a lot of whores, concubines. He had a lot of wives. Lot of wives. Lot. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister. Black woman. Why you think he calling her my sister? Ain't nobody gonna call nobody no sister. That's their black man and a black woman. Show me a white man calling a white woman sister. Show me a Chinese man calling a Chinese woman sister. These are black people. Solomon was black from the tribe of Judah. This sister was black. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. Thou hast ravished my heart with one of thy eyes, with one chain of thy neck. Yeah, them black men, they talk all that stuff. How fair is thy love, my sister? Look at here. Y'all women know what I'm talking about. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse? How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thy ornaments than all spices? Thy lips, O my spouse, drop as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garment is like the smell of Lebanon. A garden enclosed is my sister, spouse, a spring shed up, a fountain filled. Sound like a black man to me. Sound like a black man to me. Don't nobody else talk like that. My sister. The lips good.
everything good on them. They talk the talk, black man, but they can't walk the walk. Last scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. 66 times. No response. How many times you call a baby dad? No response. No response. Wow. 2 Timothy 3:6. For of this sort are they which creep into the houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what they do. They creep their way right up into your life, right up into your house, black men, right up in your bedroom. They creep right up in there. And they lead these silly little women. I was silly too at one time, but not silly enough to kill my own self with suicide. I wasn't that silly. I was not that silly. It went across my mind quite a few times as a young lady growing up. Messing with these no good young brothers back then too. Just like they got today. Today they worse though. They way worse than when I was a teenager growing up. Way worse. They out cold, man. They is out cold, the black man. They out cold. Out cold. They don't care nothing about nothing, man, but their own asses. That's all they care about. And God didn't create them to be like that. But yet, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It doesn't matter how much you tell them, how much you try to show them. They got it in their mind, the black man, that they're going to do what they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it, when they get ready. And it doesn't matter what nobody say, not even God. That's how they are. They prideful, they puffed up, conceited, stubborn, rebellious, unthankful, and unholy. So many young girls done took their lives because they couldn't get their boyfriend to talk to them or call them or text them or be with them. So many. And is those young men or this particular young man, is he going to learn something from this? I hope he do. I really do hope that he learns something from what happened to his girlfriend. I hope so. The number one thing anybody need to learn when something like this happens is always have forgiveness in your heart. Always have forgiveness for something that somebody, y'all, you know, do wrong to you. Always have forgiveness. Don't hold grudge. Don't hold resentment. Excuse me. Cedia, Dothy want to go out. Come and let him out. Excuse me, people. I'm getting ready to leave, though. 2 Timothy, I read that. 3:6. Let me see how much time I have here. I have a little bit of time left. So, young people night. She called him 66 times. No answer. Let's talk about black men. Sister, Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elishaba. 661-244-9831. I'm glad I was here again tonight. Hopefully some young person or some black brother or man out there in the audience can get something out of what was said tonight. But me knowing my black people and me knowing the black neighborhood and ghetto, and there will not be a change, because guess what? Because we as a people, we refuse to change. We don't want that love in our heart. We don't want a tender heart. We don't want a forgiving spirit. We don't want charity. What we do want, we don't want peace with one another. We don't want peace with our children. You know how many kids go to bed miserable every night? Don't know who they are, what's going on, where they're coming from, where they're going. All they know is video game, video game, video game, video game, rap music, rap music, rap music, rap music, Facebook, video game. That's all they know. And that's all you teaching them, black man. Besides Jesus, a false god, that ain't gonna do nothing to help. So many people, so many young people that go to the choir and, you know, members of churches and all of that, and the choir and all of that, youth ministers and youth pastors done took their own life. Y'all want to believe that Jesus is everything and all of that? Well, if he was, why people in the church, like youth pastors and leaders and young people that's church members, taking their own lives, and some of them kill their own whole family? So, yeah, people, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something very bad and very serious and very demonic is wrong with our black neighborhood and our black men and our black people, period. But all you people want to do is walk up to Congress and the White House and the government house and the buildings and all of that and tell them you want to change something. You want this to change. You want that to change.
I ain't never heard nobody say they want something to change for young folks. Not one time. I ain't never heard nobody go and say they want something to change for young people. Y'all have failed. Parents, pastors, elders, leaders, people, y'all have failed the young people. And we have failed one another and our God. That's where we at, people. That's exactly where we are. And don't nobody care. It doesn't matter, do it. Doesn't matter who died, what happened, what went on, what's going on with that people. I'm going to leave y'all with this. God see it all. The God of Israel, he sees it all. He see everything that's going on right now. You see it all. You arrogant, conceited, crazy black men that don't have no love for nobody but your own self. You want to control your women. You want your women to do everything you want them to do and tell them to do, how to do, when to do, and what to do. Ain't no black woman gonna follow no fool. You have shown us, black women, that y'all are fools, black man. Y'all are fools. Y'all are fools and you're foolish. Foolish. And all we ever tried to do as black women is to love you and support you and be by your side and tie your shoes and wash your clothes and cook your food and raise your children, be in your corner, be faithful and committed to you and what we believe about you. And every time, black man, you stab us right in the back, right in the neck, right in the shoulder, right in the heart. And you kill us. You kill our desire to be the queens that we are. You kill our desire to be the warrioress that we are. You kill our desire to be the virtuous women that the Creator, the God of Israel, put us in this earth to be. You kill everything inside of us. Why, black man? Because we as black women give you our all. We give you our all. We give you everything that we have inside to give. And yet you give us absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing but criticism. 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 You give your children nothing. Our children, you give them nothing. They don't know how to be men. They don't know how to treat the young black woman or the young black girl. They don't know how to love. You haven't taught them how to love. You haven't taught them how to be men. You haven't taught them the important things of life, which is God. I'm not talking about the God of your religious institutions and their name and all the stuff you teach them about God. I'm talking about the God that can give them purpose, that can give them life,
that can give them understanding, that can give them wisdom and knowledge. Instead of you teaching them about that God, to know that God, black man, you stick them up in a college, you stick them up in a high school, you stick them up in universities for these people to teach them how to be a man and how to do this and do that. No one can teach our children but the black man and the black woman. No one can teach our children but the black man and the black woman. And the black man and the black woman haven't been taught themselves. But they mama didn't teach them nothing. What did your mama teach you, black man, about love? What did your mama teach you, black man, about love? With that, people, I say, I'll talk to y'all probably tomorrow. Have a good one if you care. Young People Night. She called him 66 times. No answer. Let's talk about black men. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisha. Talk with y'all later.